Hundreds of people rallying in Tulsa calling for
this Wednesday, September 28th. It's 8:36 a.m. and 61 beautiful degrees outside. Community Connection brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone & Joint, First Baptist Church, and Tallgrass Motors. I'm joined now by Sherry Wild. Sherry, how are you doing today?
I am great. How are you?
Doing well. So, Sherry, you're from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and what is your official title?
Official, it's President CEO, so.
President CEO, so you're the head honcho.
I'm the head honcho, yes.
You're the boss over there. Well, very cool. So what's going on with the Regional Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I'll tell you, we're always looking at ways that we can offer things to help businesses in town. And this past month, this is just an example. In fact, yesterday was one of them. We had a workshop that we offered on the new overtime rules that are coming down the pike. And we had 70 plus people there and brought in a speaker, HR professional, who was able to go over those rules, what it means to your business. And I mean, it is scary. Mm-hmm. We walked away just going, oh my gosh, where do we start? And so we kept that as a free event. We wanted to have as many businesses there because it is truly going to affect virtually almost every business. And if you don't understand those rules, it's scary what's coming down the pike. So that's just an example of something that, you know, we saw the need. There were just lots of questions. You'd see things, and we knew that businesses had questions. And so we offered that. Like I said, we offered it free. Another example of something we did to help businesses is in today's age, you know, every business really should have a website. But a lot of times when it's a smaller business, you've got so many other things you're investing in. You know, your kind of website gets keep pushed to the side because you just don't want to spend the money to have one develop. And so we brought in someone, and he actually brought the computers, or you could bring your own laptop, and walked them through on how to build your own website. And we had, it was limited because too many in there, you couldn't, it's hands-on like that. But right. When they walked out, we had 16 people there, and they actually had their websites set up, ready to go. You know, they probably had to go back and add, and that, but they knew how to do it. And so that was just another example of something, you know, we saw the need. And so, you know, we're always looking at ways that we can help benefit businesses, help them, you know, be successful in running their businesses and kind of partner along beside them. If we hear of issues that, you know, whether it's on just a local level, some issue, whether it's a state level, we do a lot of advocacy on the state level or on the federal level, like this new overtime rule, we will be contacting, although I know our guys are all on the same page as they think it's, I mean, I know they want to veto the bill also, but, or it's not actually one a bill, it was kind of an executive order, but they'd like to veto that. They know it's bad for business. They know it's going to harm, I keep saying small business, but it's not just small business, it's any business that it's going to harm. But, you know, when they hear from the chamber, we represent 750 different businesses, that carries a lot of weight. And so, you know, we advocate on behalf of businesses. So that's just kind of an example of some of the things that just recently we've done. So we've got a lot of upcoming events that we can talk about too. So
Before we go on with that, I mean, if somebody misses that meeting or what have you, and they want to know about the rules and all that stuff, how would they learn about that?
She's supposed to be, the presenter from yesterday is going to be emailing me her PowerPoint, and she said you can use that however you want. So if somebody wants to contact us just to get the notes from that, it was a pretty good PowerPoint, a lot of details in it. We can send that to you. Obviously, you can Google. I'm sure there's lots of information out there. The problem is you kind of get sometimes contradictory information, mm-hmm. or you know, it doesn't necessarily answer all your questions. But if somebody wants to contact us, I will gladly send them that PowerPoint. So
definitely contact the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and just it's 336-8708, or you can just email me at swilt at bartlesville.com. So, and I will get it to you.
Okay. And so, again, if they need information, just contact you. And so those are things that have already happened, but you mentioned a little bit earlier things that are coming up. What's coming up here for the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, if you want to go in date order, of course, you know, we're an event that we've had for, I mean, probably decades, and a lot of chambers are known for it, is our business after hours. Those are always the first Thursday, or usually the first Thursday of every month. Every now and then a holiday we'll mess that up. But our next one is October 6th, and it's hosted by Chenoweth & Cohen this month. And they always do a nice after hours, usually a barbecue, and it's in this kind of weather. A lot of times it's outside. It's a good one. And the purpose of after hours is so that people can get together and start beginning to make those connections with other business people. Let them know who you are, what you do, and hopefully in the future when, you know, whoever you've just talked to, maybe it's their some family member, some coworker, you know, themselves, whatever, when they need your service or their product or whatever it is that you're there representing, they're going to remember, oh, yeah, I met him. I'm going to call him or I'm going to call her. I remember, you know, I talked to them and they gave a, you know, good impression of themselves. So the whole point of After Hours is just to make connections. It's very laid back and it is open. Charlie's always good to point out. It's open not just to the owner of the company, not just the manager of the company. Send your employees. If you're a chamber member, all our events are open to anyone at your company. So, you know, take advantage of those and send some employees and let them be your mouthpiece and talk about your company. So anyhow, that's coming up, like I said, Thursday, October the 6th. What else? You've got my list in front of me.
I do have the list. I didn't mean to take that from you.
No.
As I've been pointing out that I'm not Charlie this morning.
Oh, another one. I know. Another event coming up is October 11th, and this is always a very popular event. Last month, we had Ryan Lance, who's the CEO with ConocoPhillips, come in and give an update on what's going on there. Timing was impeccable there. You know, and it was informative. And so the next month, October 11th, we have Greg Garland, who's the CEO with Phillips 66, and he's coming in and giving an update on what's happening with that company. And, you know, we are still very dependent. Kind of what happens with our two major companies kind of has an impact on the rest of the community. I mean, we've diversified a lot, and that's a huge goal, is to diversify our community as much as we can. But you can't deny that, you know, the two major companies are sitting downtown do have an impact on our community and on your business. So a lot of business people are very interested to hear firsthand, you know, what he has to say, what is the future? I mean, not that he's got a crystal ball by any means, but, you know, what's the update with the company? And he's always very gracious. Both of them are very gracious to always take questions from the audience. So if you've got a burning question, he takes questions, and he's always very good. He's a very personable, informative speaker. So that's October the 11th, and it's over the lunch hour. It's 11:30 to 1, and it's held, actually this time, will be held out at City Church. So it's got a great facility with plenty of room. And we always have, we're over 300 right now, and it's 2 weeks out. So we always have a huge crowd for that one. So,
all right. Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but nope. I think we're going to take a quick little break, come back, more community connection. Excuse me.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And we're back with Community Connection, and joined still by Sherry Wilt, and we were talking about events. Are there any more events that you specifically want to point out before we move on?
Well, we've got a couple more coming up in October, like I said. October 12th is our next Women in Business. Last month kicked off our new series for 2016-17, and this next month will be October 12th. Those are always held at Hillcrest Country Club. And we've got a really good speaker coming in. She's actually out of town this time. Last time we had a local speaker. And the topic should be interesting. It's the art of people watching, which sounds kind of odd, but it's more about body language and how to take cues from people's body language, what your body language is saying, and just that kind of thing. So I think it'll be a very interesting topic. And this is one of our favorite events, probably because, you know, we are women, but it's fun. We had 115 women at our last one, and it's just a fun time to get together with them and hear different topics, whether it's a personal topic or work related. It's just a very mix of speakers and topics that we bring in. So that is October the 12th. Like I said, you can register online, bartlesville.com, and it's held over the lunch hour out at Hillcrest Country Club. So, and then just a couple more I do want to mention. October 18th, we have another workshop coming up, and it's on social media 101, kind of back to you really need to know how to navigate through that as a business, like I said, just navigate through that. So That's another one coming up. That'll be held just at the Chamber. Another thing coming up, and this one's held at the Chamber in our conference room as well, is our speed networking event. And it's a little bit different than After Hours, but the goal is the same. It's to connect people, but it's really focused networking, I would say, because you're just sitting across from somebody. You tell them your kind of elevator pitch is what I always say. Let them know who you are, what you do, and then you hear from them, and then you just move around the table till everyone has heard, you know, from each other. And it's always it's hard to get them out the door after that. It's an hour long, but everybody just stands. I mean, after that, they've had a great time. You can hear a lot of laughter, a lot of things going on during that. But it's nice because you don't have to make any small talk if you don't like to make small talk. You get straight to the point of who you are, what you do, and you just move on. So that's kind of a fun event. And it's a smaller event. It's usually 20 or less, so it's not very intimidating. It's a fun event. So when we only take one per industry, so it's not a room full of the same type of industry people all, you know, pitching each other. It's one per industry. So if you're interested in that, once again, need to get registered for that. It's a free event, but we, like I said, we like to monitor to make sure there's not a room full of all bankers or all realtors or, you know, whatever. So that's October the 27th. And then last thing I do want to promote, because I do think this is very, very important. We have an election around the corner. And November 1st, it's our Eggs and Issues, Politics Over Breakfast, as we call it. But we have Mike Jackson coming in from the state chamber, and he's going to be going over the seven state questions. You hear just lots of different things, and it's starting to heat up. And there's just some confusion, and he's going to be giving the kind of the background of each state question and the pros and the cons of each side. It's not a, we're going to tell you, we think you should vote this way, but just kind of the pros and cons and what, you know, what each issue is about, so that when you go to the polls and you look at those and go, oh man, I have no idea what Right to Farm is, or, you know, the state sales tax, what is this all about? And you'll have an information, and you'll know here's the pros of it, here's the cons of it, and then, you know, you make up your own mind. But Mike Jackson is a former legislator, a very good communicator. I think he'll do a great job. So those are, it's actually held at Tri-County Tech, and it's over, obviously, breakfast. So registration starts at 7:30 in the program. Starts at 8, so it's from 8 to 9. So once again, they can register if anyone's interested online at bartlesville.com.
So those are events coming up, and of course, taking a little bit of a step back, I guess, or more broad-wise, businesses want to get involved, people who are not involved. You said, I think, 172 was the number, I believe you said, but I might...
For membership?
For no, just a number of businesses out there.
We have, well, as far as that are actual chamber partners with us, right. We have 750.
750. Yeah. I was way off, way not off. Even close. So 750. But if I'm one that's not part of that 750, how do I get involved?
We would love the opportunity to just talk to you. Or if you're like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to somebody because then I'm going to feel obligated. I would encourage people to go to our website, because a lot of times it's hard to just hear somebody like on the radio or just even face to face because there's just so many things. But if you go to our website, it's bartlesville.com. We have a really good website, and you can click on kind of under benefits, under membership, what interests you. Are you looking for exposure opportunities? Are you looking for ways to grow your business? I mean, there's different categories, and you can kind of you can click on those, and it'll list different things that you can get involved in, different opportunities you can take advantage of, things that come with your membership, that kind of thing. And like I said, I would really encourage you to do that. The businesses are investing, really, when they're investing in the chamber, they're investing in their community, because the chamber does a lot of things. I mean, it looks like all we do is events. And there's so much more that the chamber does than just put on events to kind of help businesses. There's a lot of things that, I always call them the intangible benefits. They're things that we do behind the scenes to further the community, and, you know, initiatives that need to be pushed forward, things that quality of life type issues. It's things that just take a lot of coordinating and getting the right people together, getting the right groups together, and to make the community better. I know it's kind of a fuzzy explanation there, but without going into a lot of detail, but there's a lot of things that we do to further the community, to make it the best it can be, working on quality of life type issues, to make Bartlesville the best place to live, work, and play. So when you invest in the chamber, you're investing in, yes, I can take advantage of these different opportunities and things, these different events. And, you know, I would say that, you know, the vast majority of our members just have their nose to the grindstone, especially small businesses, and, you know, don't necessarily take advantage of some of these things, but they know they're investing in making the community better. So that's hard to get across on a website, but I would encourage you to check out our website, or we would love the opportunity to sit down and just kind of talk to you. What is it you're looking for? And let us kind of walk you through it. But we would very much welcome the opportunity to talk to anybody that, you know, is thinking about, well, chamber, I keep hearing about it. I know it's something to do with businesses, but I don't really understand it. Give us the opportunity. Let us talk to you. And if it's a good fit, then let's do it. If not, then, you know, we totally understand. So
All right, we're going to take a quick another break, come back, more Community Connection.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back here with Community Connections, about 8:52 a.m., 61 degrees outside, joined by Sherry Will from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking a lot about events that are coming up and businesses and how to get involved and stuff. We had mentioned a little bit earlier, and by we, I mean you, you had mentioned a little bit earlier that you know, Bartlesville Chamber, you know, we're trying to benefit these businesses. We're trying to grow these businesses. We're trying to help these businesses out. And, of course, it's the Bartlesville Regional Chamber. It's not the Tulsa one. It's not anything else.
Exactly.
It's the Bartlesville. So is there a lot of involvement? I mean, there's always a lot of hands-on. There's a lot of, or not hands-on necessarily, but involvement with the Chamber when going to these businesses. Is it a focus? Is it a goal to grow Bartlesville businesses?
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. We want to see our businesses thrive and succeed. I mean, the success of a community is going to be how well their businesses are doing. If they're thriving, if they're doing well, if they're growing, you know, and especially in this town, we're so based in oil and gas, but not every business is related to the oil and gas industry. And some that are, you know, I mean, they're taking a hit right now. It's hard. They have got to survive, and they're doing everything they can to overcome, you know, low price of oil, and it's kind of a new threshold for them. But there's a lot of businesses that aren't necessarily tied to the oil and gas industry, and they're still thriving. They're still doing good, but it's a challenge in today's times. I mean, things go, not to harp on this, but I mean, at the Chamber, we're trying to figure out how to redo things as far as like these overtime rules. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a tough environment for small businesses or business in general, not just small, but business in general. And so, you know, we're there trying to help in any way we can and partner with businesses to help them succeed, and that is definitely one of our main goals. In fact, that's our mission, is to help businesses succeed. You know, if they're succeeding, the community is doing well and is going to thrive, and that's what we want. That's our main goal.
All right, and so that's the goal. We're going to try and get business to survive and to thrive. And, of course, one more time, you want to get involved with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. You want to get involved with all that stuff, some events coming up. What are the closest events coming up they can come to and get involved with?
Next week is October 6th, like I said, is After Hours. And then the October 11th is the Phillips 66 update form. Our calendar, once again, I keep talking about the website, but our calendar with all the events plus community events is on the website, bartlesville.com. There's a thing that says calendar, just click on it and it gives you a description of the event and everything. So I would just encourage you, once again, go to the website and check it out and to see what's coming up.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Thank you again, Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, ONN News right now.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner.